I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning into I've Decided radio this morning. I am Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and I will be the host of your show today. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully by now, we've been on for several months and you've been hearing about I've Decided and you're starting to get a really good idea of what our organization is all about. But if this is your first time tuning in, I just want you to know I've Decided is about you. It is about your goals, your dreams. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do? That's what we're all about. We want to provide the tools, the resources, everything that you need in order to successfully achieve your goals. Whatever it is that you can dream, whatever it is that you want to do, we want to go alongside you and help you accomplish it. And so if you haven't visited our website, please go check us out. IveDecided.org. And from there, you can register for our next big event, which is our third annual motivational conference happening on Saturday, January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. And we have an amazing day planned out for you. And I've been using the radio show as an opportunity to share some of the teachers and the speakers that are going to be there. And today is no different. I am so excited about my guests that are joining us today. And Ruth Bell is one of my guests. Welcome, Ruth.
Well, welcome.
Thank you so much. And my other guest today is Joyce Day. Hey, Joyce.
Good morning.
And so what are we going to be talking about today? Well, we are going to be talking about this new economy that we're living in and how it pertains to you, your finances, your retirement. How are we going to earn money going forward and how we're going to plan for our future? And we are going to be talking about network marketing, what it's all about, how it can be a benefit to you in helping you achieve your goals. So regardless of if you are already in the network marketing business, maybe you are looking into it. Maybe you have been wanting a career change, or you want to get out of debt and you're trying to generate some extra income to do that, or you need to retire and you need more money in order to do that. If that's you and you're listening right now, you want to keep on listening because these two ladies are teaching one of our power sessions at the conference in regards to all of this. And they're going to just kind of give us a little taste today about what you might expect to learn and hopefully teach us a little more about network marketing and how it could be a benefit of us and really this new economy. So let's get going. So you know what, Ruth? Why don't we, I love how you talk about this new economy and you've been in the network marketing business now for 30 years, which is just incredible and been very successful at it. And you saw the writing on the wall a long time ago, I would suppose. So why don't you just kind of help us understand this new economy a little bit and how, what we need to do to prepare for it and be aware of it.
Thanks. I like to share with people how the world has really changed as we know it with the economy. You know, where it used to be, you'd go to school, you'd get a job, you'd work 40 years, and then you would retire and get a retirement. And now you go to school, you get in debt, you try to find a job in that schooling, and you might find a job somewhere not in that schooling, you're still paying on the debt, and then you change jobs, and then after 40 years, you don't get to retire because there's no retirement, and so you keep working, and so it's really different.
And then what it used to be, where you could just go and expect to work for a company for 35, 40 years, earn your retirement, and then get your check every month.
Exactly, and you know, especially millennials, they would watch their parents and their grandparents, you know, in the jobs that they had, and maybe be worried about finances and like that. And now millennials are wondering, you know, what do we have? What is there? There's because the economy has changed, and they're looking for freedom in being able to work in their passion and have jobs that, you know, that really deal with their heart. And it's really hard.
It's hard, and it's hard to find the benefits too. Mm-hmm. The insurance, you know, that is hard. Even when you are working for a big corporation, the insurance, it used to be you could go to work for a big corporation and you could expect that your insurance was free. It was included in your package. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Well, the ways of compensation as we know it have changed. You know, it's real and it's permanent, and it's a new era, a new reality, and we need to be prepared. And so Joyce and I are putting together this program that really helps people to know what the new economy is and how to be prepared, and how network marketing is an option that they can look at seriously to see how it fits into this whole story.
Amazing. I love that. And just to clarify, you have been in network marketing for how long now?
About 30 years, yeah.
That's awesome. And so that in itself lets us know that you got some good information and you can help people understand what they can expect if they're thinking about looking into network marketing as a career or a way to earn a living. You've been doing it for 30 years.
That's true. And there's always a place to grow. We're always growing. We were just involved in a huge conference last week, and the things I learned there just really blew me out of the water about, you know, helping people more and giving more. And so it was a really good, really something to give.
And you're so passionate. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit about your story and how you got involved in the network marketing and all of that in a minute. But I want to talk to Joyce a little bit. Hey, Joyce.
Hello.
Chime on in here. Hi. Your success is just really amazing. In the network marketing business, you've actually replaced your full-time job. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So how'd you do that?
Well, I was working as a professional, and I had a little girl about 4 years ago and 4.5 years ago. And I came to realize, you know, I never planned on leaving my job. I love my career. I loved what I do. I'm a hydrogeologist. And I specialize in groundwater studies and groundwater contamination, that sort of thing. Loved my career, was really active, great job, good company, and all that. Planned on doing it for 30 or 35 years, but then had my little girl about 4.5 years ago, and just I really was uncomfortable with her being in daycare, you know, 50 hours a week. That was just too intense for me. I missed her, and you know, everyone kept telling me it was going to get better as she got older, but it didn't really get better. So by the time she was 18 months old, here I was, this professional woman, looked like I had it all together and was doing all this wonderful things and had the family and had the career and all this. But, you know, I was on my knees praying for a way out of my job every day.
Wow.
And not because I didn't love it, but because I just couldn't handle not being able to raise my own daughter. You know, it was just
so terrible. Your motivation was some freedom in
yes.
time so yeah. that you could make your own schedule.
Yes.
And spend time with your daughter.
Yep.
Now, this networking power session that we're going to be teaching, I'm going to be teaching it, not me, but Ruth and Joyce and a couple other ladies, but the networking power session that they're going to be teaching is not about any network business specific. It is about the field of network business.
Yeah, the profession.
The profession. But like with you, Joyce, you chose a profession in the network business that kind of correlated to what you already do, right?
Yes,
and so,
yeah.
And that's a good way of looking at, you know, when someone's making a choice as far as getting involved in the networking business. What do you love? What are you passionate about? What do you already do, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And so that's awesome. Help, and either one of you can answer this question. I know a lot of people, when they hear the word network marketing, they kind of go, oh, you're going to try to sell me something or sign me up for something or yada, yada, yada. But help us understand. I know I've come a long way since we started this I've Decided program. We have some network marketing professionals on board with us, like you two amazing ladies and a few others. I use the products. I'm a part of several different programs because I love a lot of these products and what they do, and I love to support my friends. Mm-hmm. And why would I buy from a big box store when I can buy things from my friends. So I've learned that it's almost like shopping local, you know, when mm-hmm. you're supporting your friends in the network business. But what are some other misconceptions that are out there with network marketing that we can help our listeners today just kind of get that, clear up that muddy water a little bit? Anybody?
Well, I think that one of the biggest frustrations that folks have with this industry is we all know somebody, a family, a friend, somebody on our Facebook page that, you know, jumps into one of these businesses, and the next thing you know, you're getting spammed with 5 million ads, you're getting invited to 50 million different events, you're getting, I think because anybody can do this, you know, anybody can pick a company and get started and start sharing a product. There's not always a lot of training that goes into it. And so you get people that don't really know what they're doing. And so they're just out there. They think that our job is to be a salesperson and to get out there and try to get people to buy stuff. And so you do get people that have bad experiences, people that are trying to get their family and friends. That's usually the group that new people will target is their family and friends, trying to get them to buy all this stuff. And it can cause problems in relationships and a lot of frustrations. Even on Facebook, you know, you get people that are just spamming their Facebook with mm-hmm. 5 or 10 posts a day about their products. And that's really frustrating and creates kind of a bad name for the industry, I think.
And yeah, like,
but that's not the way it really is. When you're talking to professionals that are doing this for a living, we learn the skills that it takes to be good at what we do. We're not pushy salespeople. We're not, trying to get people to do what we want them to do. We're out there looking for people that are looking, that need our products, that are looking for our products, and we educate them and work with them and help them to get started with it. So
you're passionate about your products. I know both of you are. And Ruth, you were going to add to that.
Well, I think that the word social marketing is one that I like to bring into the picture because, you know, what we are is when you go and buy something from the store, you just pick it up. You don't know what you're getting. But when you have a relationship with someone and then you get it from them, you have more of their story. You have more of their relationship, you know, marketing too. And so we've got this double blessing of being able to do that way in the social, but also then I'm blessed because then I can give out more to other people in that way. And I think when people look at it from that perspective and I can help them to see it from that perspective rather than, oh, they're just trying to get everybody to buy from them. Well, you're going to buy it from someone.
You are. You know, that's right. That's the way I started looking at it. That's what I was meaning when
I support somewhere else, but you support me and I'm going to be supporting and giving out to other people. And so that's just helping people in their thinking.
Yeah. And you get to see who you're supporting, mm-hmm. you know, and that is you actually get to build a relationship with the person that you're supporting to buy products. Ruth, just what you said, that you are going to buy from somewhere. You know, you are going to buy whatever, hair products, makeup, cleaning products, mm-hmm. Vitamins, supplements, all of the products that you can think of, house products and art and, you know, things to make your home beautiful and things to cook with. And, you know, there's so many products out there that you're going to buy anyway. Mm-hmm. That's the revelation that I had. Mm-hmm. Why would I continue to buy this product from a big box store? Why wouldn't I just buy this product from one of my friends? And because the quality is usually so much better, right?
Yeah.
It may seem like you're spending more, but ultimately you're not. Mm-hmm. You know, if you break it down, it's not. I mean, so I've learned all of that too in the last couple of years. And I think that's important to educate the people in our community and help them understand as well.
Well, and it's not just the product we have is probably the best one is this opportunity, is for someone to have a way that they can get out of debt, plan for retirement, have freedom, be able to have a job that where they can take their kids to the park on Monday afternoon and not be stuck in the 9-to-5 and not wonder if they're, you know, now where are they going to go? What are they going to do after they retire? And so that product itself, we want to be able to have a chance to share that with people. They can, you know, choose it or not. But
it's earning money doing what you love. Mm-hmm. Our keynote speaker, Brian Rashid, is going to talk about that. You know, how to earn money doing what it is you love to do. And that's another, I mean, I see that as a benefit in the network marketing, is that you maybe you're a connector, you know? Maybe what you love to do, you could be like me and you just love to talk, right?
That's for sure.
Someone says, what do you love to do? I love to talk.
And
you want to talk?
Love you.
And so I could have the opportunity in a network marketing business to do what I love to do, right? I could be passionate about talking, just say, and utilize the platform of the product as that opportunity to be able to talk more, right?
That's right.
It's what I've done at Curves. You know, that's my platform. I love to motivate people, right? I love to encourage people to be better. And so I just use Curves as that platform in order to be able to do that. And it's kind of that same thing. You can take your network marketing business and use it as a platform to do what it is that you really love
to
do.
You really love, and you find other people and network together because it's a thing of connections, and then helping them so that they're doing it as well, and it goes on and on. And that's the beauty of this business, is that you're helping so many people.
It's awesome. And you're constantly being inspired to motivate because you got to keep learning, right? You learn the tools that you need in order to communicate, you know, how to grow your business, teaches you leadership skills and all these things. And so it keeps you motivated because you're constantly doing something to be better. So I want to, you girls both have some really cool stories. I love your story, Joyce, about why you went into the network marketing business, because you had a daughter that was going to daycare 50 hours a week. You know, and any mom, I'm a mom, nobody wants to really have to do that if we don't have to. And what did it, this is so incredible to me. 2 years it took you to replace your full-time salary in the network marketing business?
It took me about a year to be able to leave my job and to replace my take-home salary.
A year. Mm-hmm. And you're a hydrogeologist? Mm-hmm. That sounds very important.
Yeah.
That sounds like an important person, a VIP, a very important person. So in 1 year, you replaced your salary, and now you're able to say, you know what? I can't do that today. My daughter has a field trip.
Yep.
That's so cool.
Well, and today I got to volunteer at our local high school doing something, you know, in a volunteer setting that I'm really passionate about through the Moms Who Care program.
Moms Who Care, we love them.
That's something I never would have been able to do when I was working full time. Mm-hmm. My daughter has field trips or she has a sick day. I mean, just that is a blessing that she's not feeling good. I don't have to feel horrible or completely stressed out about, oh my God, I'm missing work and I have all these responsibilities and now I'm at home and my daughter's sick and I want to be here with her, but I have this, the pull of the job. You know,
and
if
some
I need
people
to...
don't have sick days. Mm-hmm. So if they have to stay home, they miss out on money.
Yeah.
And I came to one of your events already and I heard you guys say, you get paid when you're home sick, right?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of network marketing.
Yeah.
Ruth, I want to hear some of your story. How did, you know, I mean, your story... You've lived in California, you're here in Peoria, you have adult children who are very successful, you've been in mission work, you grew up in a mission life, so you're a giver by nature. Tell not just me, I think there's a lot more people that's listening to this than just me, but I want to hear it again too. Why did you pick network marketing 30 years ago?
Well, you know, my story begins because I was always sick, and I thought the way I felt was normal. You know, always getting sick when I was young, through high school, you know, and I was very active, and I would always then be crashed on the weekends and college. And then when I was in a professional theater company in California and would always get sick. And I remember then when I got married and was teaching school, and my mother introduced us to some nutritional products and a company that just really changed our life. And so with that got me going in, wow, this is great. Well, Rodney and I had always decided that one of us would be home with the kids when we had a family. And so it was just natural for me, okay, you know, I'll look into this. And so went through some training. And I'm telling you, I still have customers from that very first weekend of training. Over
30 years ago.
Yeah, 1982, something like that.
I love it.
And, but... you know, so then I got to stop teaching. I was teaching part-time, but I got to stop and be home with Jared. And then when Kenny came along, Rodney said, well, I think I would like to be home too. So we planned it, and then by the time our third one came, he got to be home too. So we were both there.
And through this network marketing business, you both got to stay home.
And he was free to go do odd jobs with different friends. I mean, help build the thing at the San Diego Zoo, the polar bear exhibit, and because he's so talented. And but we got to choose our life. We got to choose, you know, he was the only dad there at the school, you know, functions with all the kids. And in fact, our boys didn't even realize that other parents worked. When Jared or David went over to a friend's house and said, well, where are your parents? They said, they're at work. And he didn't understand that concept because we were always there when they needed us, and even to homeschool them through junior high. So that was our why back then. And then when they got into school, then we were able to find another why of, okay, maybe follow the passion of what we wanted to do in life. And so I was asked to come to Peoria to be a drama director for a large church, and that was always a passion for me, so we could pick up and move. And, you know, and now we're looking at making sure that we can have enough for retirement and have to help our grandkids. So your why changes, but you still have that vehicle that you can have the freedom to do what you want, when you want, and to be able to help a lot of people.
And the sky is the limit, mm-hmm. right? There's no cap.
Nope.
I mean, that is like the beauty of this network marketing thing. You are your own boss. You get to choose and choose your lifestyle that you want. And there's no cap. And there are many reasons why people should go into network marketing. And I want to hit on that a little bit, too. I don't want to give too much away mm-hmm. because we want you guys to come to the conference. And so if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio, and I've been talking to my two wonderful guests, Joyce Day and Ruth Bell, and they are amazing network marketing professionals and two of our teachers at our power session, one of our power sessions at the conference that's happened on January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. And I want you to hear a few reasons from them as to why you should register for this conference and the benefits that you are going to get if you were to come to their power session. So, Joyce, help our listeners understand why they need to go to ivedecided.org right now and buy their ticket and come to this conference and learn from you and why this power session of the new economy and network marketing could truly benefit them.
Well, I think first and foremost, it gives them the opportunity to really understand what network marketing is, why it's such a great fit for families. I think this is just such a beautiful thing for families. How many opportunities do we have to create a business for ourselves that's flexible, that can really and truly pay our bills, and that can allow us the freedom to travel, to put our kids in activities they want to be in, to be home with our kids when we want to? How many families are out there that would love to be able to leave their jobs, and yet they don't feel like they have any options? Network marketing is an option, but I think the biggest mistake people make when they jump into this is they try to wing it. You know, that's like trying to open a restaurant or something like that and just winging it. You know,
or have a lottery ticket.
Yeah, right.
That's maybe right. One of the scratches, it'll work.
Right, that I'm going to sign up my mom, my sister, and my best friend, and then all this money is going to start rolling in. And that's not the way network marketing works. It is a true business. If you were going to open up a restaurant or some other business, you would need to get training on how to do things. And that's what we're wanting to offer, is support and an opportunity to educate yourself on what does it really mean to be a professional. That's what we really want to do for people.
And just reminding you again, if you're listening, this is not about a specific product, this power session. It is not about you signing up under one specific network marketing. It is about resources. Mm-hmm. If your goal is to get out of debt, if your goal is to retire but you need extra money, if you are just on your knees like Joyce was praying for a change in your career or your job, this is an opportunity for you. There are going to be many resources there in network marketing for you to connect with, to meet, to sample some of the products, to think about what it is that you love to do, that you're passionate about, that you could apply and do something really great with. It is not about one thing in general. In fact, the rule is, in the power session, what's the rule, Ruth?
We don't mention a name of a company.
At all?
No.
There's no mention of any names of companies. You don't come in talking about your product or what you sell. You're not coming to this power session to try to get people to sign up under your network marketing business. But if you're already in the network marketing business, you need to be there because these two ladies, I mean, you're talking to two women here. One, Ruth, who's been doing this for 30 years very successfully. Her and her husband were both able to stay home because of their network marketing business. And Joyce Day, who within a year compensated a full-time career job and has a, it's just grown an unbelievable. And you want to learn from them and learn the tools and resources available to help you grow whatever your network marketing is. And so let's just touch base on that a little bit too. We talked about why people may want to come on board, but what about those folks who are listening that are already in the network? They might be thinking, I don't need to sign up for a network marketing. I'm already in the network marketing business. Ruth, how are you going to help them propel forward? And what kind of information can they expect to learn that's going to move them to a new level of success?
Well, I have found even in our own organization, as I've been sharing more about the new economy, it's opened up their eyes more to people that are looking for an answer, looking for options, because of the fact that things have changed in the world. So we're talking about Generation Y. We're talking about, you know, millennials. Well, that's Generation Y, but Generation X, baby boomers. You know, they're looking for something. And so if we can open the eyes of people that enter in network marketing about the opportunity in front of them to find people, they'll see that it's there right in front of us. As people are being laid off their jobs, people are not being able to have retirement. You know, we're in the unretirement age. Well, we have something to offer them. They can say yes, they can say no. It doesn't matter. We're just here to offer.
To offer that resource.
And so we can train the network marketers on a little different in their thinking.
I love that. And you know what else I love? Is that we have four of you network marketers that are actually teaching this power session. And you're all in different network marketing groups, not in the same business, in the same profession, but not in the same company. Mm-hmm. And you're working together and you're supporting each other and you're teaching each other and you're building each other up and you're coming together to, and that to me is unique. Can you speak on that a little bit, Joyce? How I think that opens the eyes of people, because I think a lot of times in the network marketing, it's kind of like the fitness industry, you know, it's kind of that cutthroat where everybody's a competition. But Ruth, I love how you say there's enough awesomeness for everyone, right? We have there's enough awesomeness for everyone. So this working together idea could be a new idea for a lot of network marketers, right, Joyce?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things I love about it. I mean, I've been doing this now for 3 years. I was able to leave my job last year and completely, and have been doing this now full time for a year and a half. And, you know, I've talked to tons and tons of people out there that are, especially women, working their businesses and working their network marketing businesses. And, you know, it's no matter what business you're running, Kim, you can speak to this. You own a business, you know, yourself. There's a lot of ups and downs emotionally with working a business. There's a lot of support and resources that you need as a small business owner. And we can get that. We can get that support by coming together. There is some negative connotations. I know a lot of people, especially as they're getting started, can face some backlash or some negative input from their family and friends that they're getting started with network marketing. And so to, even if you are already working a business, you can come together. We can come together. Let's let go of the competitiveness.
Right.
There are people that will never be interested in my products, you know, but they will love somebody else's products and vice versa. Or people might need your products and my products.
Yes.
Right. So there's a lot of that going on. I think there, as Ruth said, there is enough awesomeness for all of us. And honestly, I am super grateful to get to work with Ruth and some of the other professionals because You know, it's great to know that there are actually quite a few people in our community that are rocking their network marketing business. And when we come together and can affirm each other in that and support each other in that, it just feels really good. That's one of the things I love about this network marketing industry is that it's very uplifting. There are a lot of great people with, it's about personal development. It's about becoming the best person we can. A lot of the people I know that have been really successful in this business, they have created freedom for themselves and they can give back to their communities. They have time to volunteer. They have money to donate. They have the ability to, if they have a neighbor that's struggling, to go out and pay their heat bill or help buy something to get them taken out. And they anonymously, you know, it gives us the ability to become the people that we want to be in our community. So as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the beauties of it. We can work together. We can support each other. And
That is a wonderful note. Our show's kind of coming to a close, and I hate as fast as 30 minutes ever. We could keep on going and really talking about this, but Joyce, I just think you just really tied it all together beautifully, very beautifully. And so if you're listening, you want to learn from these two women. You want to find out what your resources are that can propel you forward in success, that can help you get out of debt. And I do want to make one little note. I use a lot of products. And the good news is I get to just pay for my products. Mm-hmm. So sometimes your goals could be like mine, where you're not necessarily going into it as a professional, but you're saying, I can get a few of my friends and I can get my products paid for. Mm-hmm. That is pretty cool. So essentially, I'm getting products for free when I refer a friend or someone to, you know, sign up under a product that I love and use. Yep. So it's super cool. The list could go on and on.
But it does take a lot of hard work and it does take skills and training. So come and see us at the conference and start learning those skills so that you can be successful.
Yes. And you can register right now. You can go to ivedecided.org. and just register for the 2017 Motivational Conference. Your registration of $129 includes lunch at the full-day conference and two half-day conferences to get you plugged in and recharged towards the end of the year so that we can help you achieve success. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. You've been listening to I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and I so appreciate your time this morning. And I will look forward to being with you next Sunday morning on Christmas Day. We're only a week out. It's crazy, I know. So we'll be with you then. Okay.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?